Wendy is back with us in studio today for a celebration of the seniors, I think we should call it, because we're going to be talking about the many, many discounts and perks that are available to you once you reach the age of 60. And I've already got several listeners adding to the list and telling us about the perks and discounts that they have discovered. Please keep doing that. Send WhatsApps to 072-567-1567 because we'd love for you to join in this conversation with gusto. It is Workers' Day, and we are all about celebrating people who have worked their whole lifetime and now deserve to reap the benefits in the form of some kind of little extra. And Wendy, we have to be honest and disclose a small amount of self-interest in talking about this topic today, don't we?
We do indeed. I thought, having resisted and all the rest, I'm now loud and proud. I turned 60 a couple of weeks ago, and I thought... Well, we actually did this show 5 years ago.
Yes.
When I was a tender 55, long way away from, well, actually there are a few that do the from 55
okay.
Perks. I got a special card from Investec or something about from 55, and I was quite annoyed. But yeah, so I thought, well, this is as good a time as any to revisit the topic
yep.
on Workers' Day, because many of us in our 60s and 70s are still working in some capacity. And interestingly, you've got two different kinds. You've got, well, they're called pensioners' discounts as a sort of catch-all, but really yes. A lot of people, it's really mostly about being over 60. So just your ID number will
trigger the
open sesame
the discount,
on the discount. In some cases, you have to prove that you're not working.
Okay.
And in some rare cases, you have to have an assessor card. And clearly, those are the ones who really, really
do you need the need discounts?
Yes. Any kind of discount going. But the vast majority, when they talk about a pensioner's discount, they really mean a discount to those of you who have reached the ripe old age of 60.
Ripe
working or not.
Perfectly ripe and fruitful and beautiful.
I'm just peaking.
Okay.
I really do feel like I'm just peaking.
So what we're going to do is run you through a quite long list of some of the ones that Wendy has identified. And then we are also a little bit later on in the show going to have a conversation with somebody who really makes it her business to look for these deals and make them accessible to those who want to tap into them. I mean, Wendy, it is quite funny. As you say, there is the issue of balancing the desire to have the discount with the vanity that tells you that you're not old enough to need it yet, right?
Exactly. So this funny story of about 6 months ago, August last year, a family member had a brunch to celebrate her birthday, a family member in her 80s, and a whole lot of us were invited, and I arrived at this wine estate which has an entry fee. And the chap came out of his little hut and he said, looked at me. I was on my own. I had came late one of those days. And he looked at me and he said, so senior. So I said, pardon? He said, you want the senior rate or whatever. And I went, no, I'm not 60. And I paid in full. And then later on, a male cousin of mine arrived. He's 6 months younger than me. So he would have just turned 59 a few months earlier. And he tells the story. He said, oh, what a luck. I was offered the discounted rate. And I took it and I told him my story. And he laughed at me. And he said, you're so blooming vain. Oh, don't be ridiculous. Of course, technically, neither of us was qualified at that time.
Yes.
But two very different reactions to the same question. Like, you know, the temerity that someone might actually think you look your age. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, dear. So, okay. So, Wendy, as you've mentioned, it's not necessary that you must be a pensioner per se. It's usually only about saying, here's my ID. You can see from the numbers at the front that I am 60 years old. Now let's dive into the list of the things that you started looking at, because I think it was our insurance conversation the other day in part that triggered sent you down this wormhole.
Some insurers actually will waive excess payments to policyholders when they reach 55. So I remember contacting mine when 5 years ago and was told, no, it's from 60. So very clever, I thought. I emailed, it's actually out my media liaison person with my insurer, and I said, right, I'm now 60. Does this mean, I mean, I'm not planning to claim, but if I do have to claim for an incident of mine, would would the excess payments be waived? Because that's quite a saving.
Yeah.
And she wrote back and said, for the zero excess, clients would need to be over 60 and retired. So not yet applicable to you, smiley face. There may also be an impact on the premium with zero excess. So all options would need to be considered when retired clients opt for this. Well, I mean, I don't know if how many listeners know this, but if you have an insurance policy, the premium you pay every month is always a trade-off with the excess. So if you want a low excess, you pay a higher premium. If you want to, and vice versa.
Yeah.
So I don't really see the benefit unless it's, you know, they, you know, if they're going to put my premium up because I've now can qualify for zero excess. I don't know. I'm sure there must be some benefit, but it wasn't the big win I thought on turning 60. Sadly, yeah. So that's an example of a perk with a few strings attached, and most of them do. I mean, understandably. So when it comes to accommodation, lodges, and that kind of thing, in most cases, the terms and conditions will include not in peak times and that sort of thing. And others will be on certain days, like Pensioner Tuesday. I think the problem around the 60 is the pensioner vibe, especially if for those of us who are not even thinking vaguely in that mindset, yes. So I know that our guest we're going to talk to, she won't accept senior citizens, pensioners, all the rest. It's just 60 pluses. I suppose, okay. Like we don't say fat, we say plus size. So we can't be fat or old. We're plus sized and 60 plus. I mean, fat and
okay.
old.
Well, this plump, almost 50-year-old thinks we should worry more about the substance of
exactly.
the discount than what we call it.
Exactly.
Personally.
I don't really. I mean, I'm not a pensioner, but if you want to call me a senior citizen, well, I mean, senior is not a bad word.
Well, all I can say is if you're an example of a senior citizen, I'm looking forward to my senior years,
Wendy.
There we go. So let's dive into this list. Already a couple coming through.
Right.
Annie saying ABSA has a savings account with reduced bank charges on your current account once
good
you
to know.
Hit your later years.
Thank you.
Alan writing in from Knysna saying, here in Knysna, we get 10% off at Spa and Builders Express on a Wednesday. So that's when I do all my shopping.
But that's
a
national thing
bucks.
with builders, and spas are independently owned, so they all do their own thing. But most offer some kind of special.
So I'll just say wave to my folks when you see them on a Wednesday in Knysna, because they did the same thing. Wendy, let's start with, okay, a very important one around property rates. I think this is a good place to start in the conversation, because you qualify for a rebate, don't you?
Yeah, depending on the municipality, of course. Okay. They all do their own thing. But between 40 and 100% rebate, I would imagine that you would actually have to, you know, they would want to see your income. It wouldn't just
statement,
be a case.
Yeah.
You've got to 60, yay. I mean, I don't think if I went to the city of Cape Town, they'd be interested in my story about a rebate because I've turned 60. It must clearly be linked to a reduced income.
Yeah.
And then sand parks. A lot of. I mean, if you've got the time, you're not working too hard over 60 years. There are a lot of getaway perks to be had. So Sand Parks offers discounts on normal tariffs to social pensioners, plus all permanent residents of South Africa who are 60 years and older, provided the reservation is made in the name of the qualifying person. So that would be the me's of the world. But this applies only to certain months of the year and excludes Fridays, Saturdays, and long weekends. So, you know,
no,
for somebody like me,
bookings.
I couldn't actually, because I'm working.
You couldn't utilize it.
I couldn't utilize it. And fair enough. Discounts offer camping or staying in accommodation and can be up to 40% off the normal rate. So I look forward to being able to benefit from that, because that is a substantial saving. Cape Nature, if you're older than 60, with a valid South African ID, you qualify for Cape Nature's senior citizen discount of 30% off all self-catering and camping facilities. You just need to call in to secure the 30% on your booking. It can be used Monday to Sunday,
nice.
So any day, except for long weekends and the December school holidays. Fair enough. So that is something that I'm definitely putting in my list.
That is a win, because even if you're not fully retired, if you no longer have children at home that make you forced to use the school holiday period, you do
that
have
is
that flexibility.
Case. Exactly. All those specials. I remember, you go to a timeshare presentation and you're going to win a holiday, but it's Monday to Friday and you've got children in school, which they know.
Can't use
it.
Yeah.
Yes, useless.
Before we carry on, Andy made emailing and immediately saying that that rates rebate can be a huge difference. She says, it makes such a big difference to me because I earn so little now that I'm retired. In my case, is the rates rebate if you earn under 22,000 Rand.
Good to know. Thanks for that detail.
That detail, Andy. Great.
Yes, that local detail. Thank you.
Now, if you're lucky enough to have some disposable income to spend on entertainment, and if you feel like a trip to the movies, Wendy, you've got quite a few options.
Yes. Well, the last time Stair Clinical was in the news was a couple of weeks ago with the announcement of a lot of closures, cinema closures, sadly.
Yeah.
So far, only Bayside and Tableview, in terms of Western Cape, is on the list to close within the next 6 months. So we've still got a lot of Stair Clinical screens in this area. So seniors enjoy a 22% discount. It used to be half price. It used to be 50% discount. Okay. On all tickets types, except on a Tuesday, because they've got a special going on Tuesday.
Oh, that's
anyway.
Right. Tuesdays is half off for everybody.
Half off, yes. Seniors can also receive access to exclusive Stair Clinical Club screenings and the Stair Clinical Club Lounge. New Metro, their competition over 60s, can enjoy up to 50% discount on movies, provided you bring along your ID. It's not applicable to Wednesdays because everyone qualifies for a special rate. So similar, except you still get the 50% off, unless they've changed that, and I'm not aware.
Okay.
So that's, if you're a fan of the big screen, that's certainly not to be sniffed at.
Now, the long list of shops that offer this discount is amazing. As you've mentioned, Builders Warehouse, 10% off on Wednesdays. Alan flagged that for us. There is a bit of extra. I think you have to apply for a card.
You have to get
qualify for that. Yes. But Alan, thanks for flagging that one.
So that's a Massmart brand, Builders, and two other brands in that stable, Macro and Game, also offer some reduced prices for over 60s. So at Macro, you get 10% off general purchases and 5% off food purchases when using a pensioner's card. So you have to apply for that as well. And you also get priority entry to the store and checkout.
You know what? Priority checkout at Macro is not to be sniffed at.
Yeah,
because if you stood in those queues,
I'm going to get a card. Asterisk
worth doing.
Yes. Game. This is one this I like, because they used to have a 1 day a week pensioners' day. Let's call it that, over 60s day. But and now it's every day of the week, which is great. You have to get your senior citizens discount card. I think it's recently as January this year, or maybe last year, but fairly recently, that they've made it extended it from 1 day to any day of the week, which is, and the special is 10% off on everything it sells, but up to a maximum discount of 300 Rand
every day.
But that's every day, so it's substantial.
That's not to be sniffed at, yeah.
Absolutely. Metrorail, 40% discount on train fares for senior citizens with a valid South African ID. And you just have to be over 60 to qualify for that.
Okay.
Clicks, if you're older than 60 and a Club Card member, you can opt for Clicks Club Card Seniors Program. I'm definitely putting an asterisk next to this one. And earn double points on the second Wednesday of the month on the exclusive double points days. On these days, you get one additional Club Card point for every point you earn. I must say, I am a fan of that rewards program.
Okay.
I just cashed in 90 Rand yesterday on buying something. So now double points does certainly appeal to me.
Does add up.
And I can just about get to the store before they close, because Wednesday, as you know, is a busy day for me.
Yeah, indeed.
Two radio shows. Dis-Chem, 60 plus program. They have, that's what they call theirs. It gives, I'm not going to call, they say pensioners, but you
over
know, catch all over 60s. Yeah. Double points on all purchases made on Wednesday. They offer a free blood pressure test. This is good to know. Free blood pressure test. Each month, if you fill your chronic medication scripts with them, their pharmacy, salon special from Monday to Thursday, and invites to the 60-plus pensioners' teas.
Okay.
I'm not betting
the tea is going to sell me
appeal
on it, but the discount certainly will, Wendy.
No, exactly. And I like the free blood pressure
test. That's important. Just to say, you mentioned Metro Rail 40% off.
Someone corrected
on train fares. No, Elaine writing in to say, I really enjoy having access to my Golden Arrow pensioner card.
Oh, thank you.
Elaine, I wonder how much of a discount you get on your bus fares. If you want to send a follow-up telling us, just quantify what the percentage is that you get off. That would be very helpful to share with everybody else. Thank you very much for that. Now, of course, the big expense for most households, your food bill, your day, weekly grocery shopping, and very nice to see Pick and Pay on this list, Wendy.
Yeah, they say that the managements of their various hypermarkets, family markets, and supermarkets are free to decide their own pensioner policies with regards to discount. Some of them issue special booklets with discount coupons every month for pensioners for meat, dairy, fish, and other foods. Others have a pensioner's day once a week where a 5% discount is offered, and some have a pensioner's tea once a month. I remember my first job, a little knock and drop freebie news thing. It was Durban North, and I remember going to take photos of the pensioner's tea at the Pick and Pay hypermarket in Durban North. I mean, that's what made the news in that little rag.
In that part of the world.
I mean, yeah.
You know what? Actually, I'm thinking about it, Wendy. The thought of somebody else pouring me a cup of tea and cutting me a
slice
of cake
well,
that I didn't have to
shopping.
Bake is not bad.
But it's amazing how quickly you get there, because I was, 21 or something, doing my little thing for my, and these are seriously old people.
And now here you are.
Here I am. I like this one. The V&A Waterfront has a seniors program in terms of which over 60s get discounts on some retail purchases and restaurants. And they also offer free parking from 9 to 2 p.m.
That's good to know. It
is good to know. I actually signed up and doing the prep for this. Yeah, I did. It's been such fun. So that's good to know. Torga Optical has a pensioners promotion with three options for 60 pluses, redeemable countrywide.
Okay, we're going to pause. List. It's not even finished yet. There's more transport to discuss for one and a few other bits and pieces, which we'll get to after the 2:30 news headline. Right, we're back in conversation with Wendy Nola and about to introduce a second guest in just a moment. But first, just to finish off the list of pensioners' discounts that Wendy has identified, and I'll add to it with some of the messages that listeners have shared with us. Before we do that, though, you mentioned the rebate on rates, and both Tebo and Hamida wrote in to say not everybody gets those. There are criteria. Hamida saying a friend who's over 70 and not working was refused a rebate on the rates. She is the co-owner of her property.
Oh, maybe because of that.
And Tebo saying my mother in her 90s, obviously retired, was told she didn't qualify because she belongs to the GEPF. That's the Government Employees Pension Fund,
yes.
I think. So didn't qualify. Okay, so just do be aware of that. It's
not
a blanket rebate that is available. Merle adding to our list with Kirsten Bosch free for over 60s on Tuesdays, but you must take your South African ID with you.
Okay, thank you for that. I actually did see that. I don't know how it didn't make it onto the
and
list.
And to add to that, Jill says Moyo Restaurant also used to have discounts for pensioners on Tuesday. She's not sure if that's still the case, though. But the pensioners' entry on Tuesdays is still there at Kirsten Bosch. And she says, I recently enjoyed a pensioner discount at the Baxter Theatre as well.
Oh, lovely.
Which is very nice.
I think it's a case of, just ask. I'm certainly, unlike John, I'm not going to be. I'm embracing this. As a consumer journalist, why not? If I find any more, we can drop them in here and there at the end.
We'll take the wins
shows.
Where we find them.
Yes.
We need just a few more because there were a couple that were travel and transport related that I think are going to be significant.
I wanted just, I should have done at the beginning, credit. I got a lot of these from Good Things Guy.
Brent Lidicue,
they compiled a list. And as well as 5 years ago, there was Reverend Clive Pillay, who actually got us to do this. And I don't know if he's still with us. Well, I emailed him again to say, thank you for this list, but it's been 5 years. Can you update it for us? And I didn't hear from him.
Oh,
and then I did some of my own research
to double check
it
all.
Yes.
Yeah.
So apologies if I've got any wrong. Last time we did get some feedback, if you remember, Pippa, to say this has changed or stopped or been amended or whatever, as you would expect. So Tiger Wheel and Tire, every Tuesday, pensioners get 15% off services and 5% additional discount off the total net amount of the final invoice, capped at 2,500 rand, including VAT. At Hertz Car Hire, if you're older than 55, you don't even have to wait till 60. And you hire from their A Group fleet. You can do so for as little as 200 Rand a day. And rates include theft and damage waivers, airport surcharge, VAT, tourism levy, and 200 kilometers a day free. Can I just say that damage waiver will probably be the normal waiver. Please always pay extra for the super waiver, because
as you've reminded us so many times.
I just can't not drop that in. Intercape, 15% off for 60 pluses. City sightseeing, I love this. South African pensioners, that's 60 and over, qualify for a special discounted price on the classic bus ticket. That's one day, all routes. Instead of paying $2.95, you pay $1.95. The harbour or canal cruise, R45 instead of R75. Yes, please. I haven't done that, but I intend to. And you can't buy them online. You have to go to their ticket offices, which are either at the V&A, both at the V&A waterfront, outside the Two Oceans Aquarium, and at in the CBD, 81 Long Street, and you must take along your barcoded ID, and this is valid 7 days a week. So
very nice.
The asterisk next to that one for me too.
Okay.
Metro Rail, did we do this already? Pension is special on Tuesdays.
We're
over
yes.
60. Sorry, I duplicated that one. And I think, yeah, that's, I mean, there are many more, but those
let
are the
me
ones.
Just quickly give a few more from our okay. listeners before we bring in our guests. Firstly, Elaine got back to us on the Golden Arrow buses. She says, we pay R75.50 for 10 ride tickets, which last for 3 months. You can use them anywhere Golden Arrow buses go between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. So again, it's outside of the peak times.
Yes.
But that's perfectly, you know, if you're not
acceptable.
Working and having to rush
yes,
to work,
lovely.
That's the time you want to be traveling anyway. Sea Point Swimming Pool is free for those who are over 60, one of our listeners tells me. Here is another one. The Labia has a special price for seniors. It was R50 per show. Now I think it's got up to 60, but there are always super selections all day. It's one of my favorite places to go in Cape Town, the Labia. So good for them that they're doing that. And then here is a message from one of our listeners in Robertson who says, at our local spa, we get between 5 and 10% every weekday on most products. On fruit and veg and meat, you can sometimes score up to 15%.
Oh.
We're lucky to live in an agricultural area,
yes.
and there are always good offers on local
How
products.
How lovely. Thank you to everybody for sharing those.
And really appreciate that. Now, Wendy, that quite lengthy list shows us that retailers and services recognize the importance of, shall we call them, the silver spenders.
Yes, I like that.
And you want to bring in a guest at this point who can talk to us a little bit more about just how significant a factor that is.
Absolutely. So You've Earned It is a national digital media platform for South African 60 pluses. It was founded by Marilyn Hallett back in 2008. It went digital in 2011, 3 years later. And it showcases offers, deals, and benefits to over 60s. And there's a lot of lovely editorial commentary by Marilyn as well. It's gained okay. huge traction over the years. And I thought it would be great timing to bring Marilyn in to join the discussion today.
She's with us on the line. Marilyn, thanks for joining us on a public holiday and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon, Wendy and Pippa, and hi to your listeners.
Tell us.
It was really awesome, sorry, hearing all those lists of pensioner discounts. It's, retailers and service providers are really coming to the party these days with offering pensioners a little something extra to help with their budget.
And interestingly, that some have kind of, I suppose, economic times have reduced them slightly, and others, such as Game, took the over 60s discount from one day a week to every day of the week. So that was quite encouraging to see. Tell us about what you refer to as the silver tsunami in terms of the spending power and the numbers of 60 pluses, as you like to call us.
Yeah, the numbers are absolutely staggering. And in South Africa, we're talking about 7 million 60 pluses. And that number is projected to more than double between now and 2050. So it's a huge market. And interestingly, last year we went to the launch of the Forerunner Report. And that was research which was done by UCT's Liberty Institute of Strategic Marketing. And they spoke about the wealth of this age group. And the number mentioned in terms of wealth was an aggregate taxable income of over $600 billion annually.
Mm.
So, you know, as you can see, it's a generation of 60-pluses that absolutely has massive potential and is one of the most exciting growth markets available to brands today. And it's been termed the silver tsunami, and we also call it the silver economy. And it represents a really powerful market for brands, given as it's growing, as you can see, both in numbers and in value, and remains generally largely untapped in terms of its consumer potential, even though lots of people are starting to come to the party in terms of offering pensioner discounts.
I think it's just not sexy in the marketing world, which is basically run by fairly young people. I mean, I remember when I was doing many, many years of marketing, motoring journalism, going to countless car launches, and there'd be this cute little car, and they'd say it's aimed at the, you know, 20s or whatever, and I'd say, but you know, there's surely a huge market in older folk. Yeah, them too, but they never wanted to market that because it's just not sexy, which always annoyed me then when I was young, and it especially annoys me now.
Yeah. So Marilyn, let me jump in here. I mean, obviously every little bit helps for somebody who's counting their pennies and having to watch their budget very closely. But what are the most beneficial sort of types of financial benefit for the over 60s in terms of the kinds of savings that can be scored and how often they're available?
Look, there's no doubt about it. When you retire and go on pension, you've got to pull in your belt. Yeah. And it's really hard these days with the way the economy is going. And most pensioners are looking for relief in their pockets when it comes to everyday items. And I think most of the giant retailers offer some kind of pensioner discount, and a lot of them have their own in-house pensioner card or programs. And I wasn't privy to the earlier part of the program, but I think, so you may well have mentioned them, but the Massmart, the Macro, the Builders, the Game, that they're all offering something. Macro offers 5% on food. You don't often get, other than spas, or not even all the spas, some of the spas, relief on food. And so Macro offering 5% on food, which is great, and discounts of up to 10% on general merchandise. And Builders have the same kind of thing, 10% Game as well. And also Clicks and Discount offer double point days, which, you know, that puts money back in your pocket as well. So, but on the You've Earned It platform, we've got some pensioner discounts ranging from 10% right up to a massive 45%. And that's not retailers, that is Kakakama Game Reserve, and that's probably one of the biggest pensioner discounts that we know of, mm-hmm. and very popular. And I don't know if it was mentioned earlier, but the V&A Waterfront have now got the, was that mentioned?
It was, yes.
Okay.
And I've signed up this morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you've got to get a card. And,
I know.
And okay, you know that. As you said earlier, I really recommend that wherever you shop, wherever you bank, your security company, your hairdresser, ask them if they provide some kind of offering to 60-pluses. And I think we're all surprised at the amount of service providers and retailers who are now offering a little bit of relief to this age group. And as you said earlier, every rand saved is of great help to pensioners.
Yeah.
I was on your site earlier, Marilyn, and I saw one of the restaurants and accommodation, game lodges, that kind of thing, on your site. And one of them that was featured was Bertha's Restaurant in Simontown, which I've actually been to not too long ago. And they have a special pensioners menu, which is with slightly cheaper prices. And they say it's available from 11 o'clock, Monday to Sunday, every day of the year. So I called them earlier and I wanted to know, does someone, you know, in order to be able to order off that menu, what is the criteria? Do they ask for the idea or whatever? And the manager said, no, well, we can just sort of see. And I went, okay, so if someone that doesn't quite look 60, I mean, would you ask to see their ID? And she laughed and said, no. What did she say? We don't want to argue about something like that. If you want to order it off, I suppose, unless it's terribly obvious. that you couldn't possibly be over 60. And I thought that was quite sweet. We're not going to haggle about it. I went to my local nursery. I actually told this story at my 60th and just before, and my garden was really damaged by the storm of about 3 weeks ago. And so I was buying some stuff, and I, for the first time, saw this big sign saying pensioners discount. So I asked the woman who helped me, how does one qualify? I was a few days short of 60 at the time. And she said, no, we just give it to you. I said, well, what do I need to do? And she looked me up and down and said, you just ask. And I thought, okay, here we go. Say no more.
Well, as one of our listeners has commented, the worst is when they don't even ask you and just give the discount, assuming that you're there. I mean, Marilyn, you've made a very good point. The importance of asking the question. Don't just assume that it's not there because it hasn't been actively marketed. It really pays to simply ask the question. And what's the worst that can happen? They can say, sorry, we don't offer one.
Yes.
But exactly. It sounds like more often than not, you're going to be told, actually, yes, we do have one. In your experience, Marilyn, are most of those discounts linked purely to age, or are some of them still restricted to being able to prove that you are actually retired and not earning an income anymore?
No, I think mostly these days they're linked to age. You know, I've heard, I'm open to correction, but I've heard of very few that are restricted, say, to SESA pensioners.
Yep.
And it's actually quite rare that you'd be asked for your ID or pensioner card. And you know, given all your comments earlier, I think just take it as a compliment if you're asked for your ID.
Absolutely.
I'm going to need a new and special little wallet for all these senior citizen cards that I'm going to collect.
Sounds like there's a business opportunity there for someone, Wendy. Marilyn, won't you just in closing tell us a little bit more about You've Earned It and how listeners today who are interested can tap into the platform and what they'll find there?
Yeah, no, we're a digital media platform, and we have a website and a free fortnightly newsletter that goes out to our readers. And we have a WhatsApp group as well, which is it's highly successful. Okay. We don't spam our readers. We send out one or two a day, and on our Facebook page. And we find that we don't use other socials because pensioners generally aren't on Twitter, or they're starting to use Instagram, but we stick to Facebook and WhatsApp.
I realized that. Sorry, Marilyn, to interrupt. A few weeks ago, I put out one of the best discounts to be had for over 60s in the greater Cape Town area, and I got one response, and I have 50,000 followers. That's when I realized this age group. I mean, we as journalists have to be. It's part of our work. But that was really interesting to me. So Facebook, WhatsApp groups are it. And how many are signed up at this point, Marilyn?
We've got a reach to about 79,000. It's quite large, yeah. And there's no cost to join. So as I mentioned earlier, our newsletter is free. And the best way to get hold of us is, I think You've Earned It is often a bit of a mouthful. Mm-hmm. So we say, look up or Google YEI, and it'll take you straight to us. And then you can sign up for our newsletter. And that's probably the easiest way to get hold of us.
Marilyn Hallett, thank you so much for joining us. The founder of You've Earned It. The full address is you've-earned-it.co.za. As Marilyn said, if you simply Google YEI, you'll find your way to the platform. And she's done a very good job of sort of categorizing all the discounts as well. So you can search under health and wellness, you can search under travel or lifestyle or finance products, etc. Lots of really interesting just sort of general information as well on the site. So Marilyn, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. The suggestions keep streaming in. Andy telling me there is a Brass Bell pensioners lunch on Tuesdays.
Okay.
Wendy's making a long list of things to start exploring here.
Bit too busy for that one, for that long drive. But
for the readers, Bargain Books gives a discount to over 60s. For the swimmers, the Long Street swimming pool is free every day for seniors, and also has very friendly staff, somebody adds. I think some restoration work underway, but we'll be back to you soon. Laughing at Marcel, who is really just enjoying the term silver tsunami, and he sent us a photograph of his mop of silver hair. Says, I haven't yet reached 60, but is this the silver tsunami on its way? Marcel in Ohio, nice to hear from you. Going back to the restaurants, Lynn saying, in Knysna, we pensioners are really spoilt when it comes to eating out. We got a special last week, a choice of three mains, a dessert, and a glass of wine for 79 rand. And she said the meal was fabulous.
How did I even do that?
I mean, that is just incredible. The glass of wine alone would be 79 rand in many a restaurant. So to add to that, a main course and a dessert as well is just fantastic, Lynn. Lucky, lucky you. What else have we got here? We're happy. We've got about 5 minutes at hand, so we can take a phone call or two if you want to give us a ring on 021-446-0567 and tell us, either ask a question or tell us about the over 60s discount that you have accessed. Dana WhatsApping us on 072-567-1567 to say she enjoys the 10% discount on Wednesdays at Stark Airs Nursery. Wendy's eyes are lighting up and glowing. And she just says, you do need to take ID. I think very important to remind of that, Wendy. So it sounds like a lot of people are just playing it on site and happy to take your word for it that you are 60, but some are going to ask to look at your ID.
And in some cases, you've got a bit of admin and actually
have to register
for a
card.
With the MassMart brands and with the V&A Waterfront and several others. I imagine that Clicks isn't automatically going to give me double points on a certain day. It would be lovely if they did based on my ID, but I suspect that I'll have to actually apply for that, whatever they call it, senior program.
Okay, so if you would like to add to our list, look, a lot of people are asking, where do we find this list? We are going to leave it to the digital team to turn the interview, which is the technical term they use, to create a piece that sits then on our Facebook platform.
I'll speak to Barbara and add the ones that our listeners that have kindly list, yes. Shared with us.
What I can do is also I'll just collate the new ones. I've been taking notes, so I'll collate the new ones and send them on to you to add to that, and it will certainly go up onto the Cape Talk Facebook platform, etc. If you'd like to read that. Right, we have got a question that is outside the issue of a discount, but it's kind of related because it deals with the voucher. So maybe we can squeeze this in before the end. One of our listeners saying, well, firstly, thank you for telling us oldies about the pensioners' discounts. My question is about using a voucher at restaurants.
Right.
I know that a tip is not included in the voucher amount. Is there a specific rule about how one can give tips? For example, should you pay cash to the waiter? There's no hard and fast
it's
rule.
It's a general question or when you're paying with a voucher.
Paying with a voucher, I think. Yeah.
I think the only rule is that you can't use the voucher to tip the person who served you. And then it's up to you, as it always is, whether you want a tip and then how and how much. So you could leave cash, you could add it to your credit card amount, bearing in mind that in many cases that amount is docked by typically 5% for the bank merchant's fees. But yeah, that's the only stipulation with the vouchers, that, and they're quite entitled to do that because they've issued it for the actual products that they are providing you, the food and the drink.
So, and please do remember to tip if you are using a voucher. Please remember to tip.
Yes, that's the thing. And also with discounts, that's a good point, Pippa, as someone like you who spent many years waitressing in my youth. If you get a special, you know, it would be really appreciated if you based your tip on the original amount. I don't know if we necessarily should apply that to pensioners' discounts because typically, you know, the pensioners' income are reduced. But it's just, you know, it's always good to try and remember that it's not their fault that you've got a big discount.
A reduced rate, yes. Yeah. But look, tip generously. Put it that way, at the very least, tip generously.
Especially when it's very warranted.
Okay, so do you, and I know that the waiters listening will all say that they would prefer that tip to be handed over in cash.
Yes, that's a whole nother show why.
We could spend another 3 hours on that alone. So the person asking that question, yes, you will have to tip separately from the voucher. It's your choice how you choose to do that, but certainly the waiter's choice would be for you to tip in cash. Okay, going back to holiday opportunities, here's a lovely one. Somebody says, back to the 80s is an Airbnb in Fishhook, which gives a 40% discount to pensioners for any time of stay. You can check it out on Lekkerslap, which is a fabulous platform for looking for local accommodation. So that's really nice to know that some of the accommodation options, we mentioned the Cape Nature and Sandparks discounts, but that's a nice one to know that you can add. Somebody else, Ethne, has WhatsApped me to say Cape Union Mart also offers a discount to pensioners. So the long and short of it is, in just about every sector you can imagine, it is being offered by perhaps more than you might think.
And just ask.
Just ask. Don't be too vain, John Latham, to ask the question, do you have a seniors discount available? And if so, how do I access it? Simple as that. And if they say, no, we don't, you say thank you very much and go about your shopping as you were. And if they say, yes, we do. And if they ask you, please, to prove that you're 60, take the compliment and run is my final word.
No, I think my need, my desire and my enjoyment of a good discount is overriding my need for people not to think I'm younger than, older than 60.
Wendy, thank you for all the work that went into researching this very long list today. You can tell from the audience response how gratefully it's been received.
Oh, wonderful.
So appreciate it.
Thank you.
And enjoy exploring all of those discounts before we talk again next week, Wednesday.
Thanks, Pippa.